We're on Ayin Tesamid Beis, the bottom. Rava had said that two things were said by Sabe de Pumpadisa, which is of Yehuda and his yeshiva, and Omra Meimar, Hanami Sabe de Pumpadisa Amrino. This halacha also was said by Sabe de Pumpadisa. Itmar, Ezeu Yashay Rastam, see a tree. And you don't know if it's a tree that was served for Avodah Zarah or not. Omar Rav, Kol Shekomrim Shomrim Osav, Ve'ein Tomah Mini Peroseva. So Rav says if you have a tree that the priests watch and they don't let anybody taste from the wine, you know for sure that's a tree that was served for Avodah Zarah. Shmuel Amar Kegon De Amre Ani Tamre L'Shikra Devei Natsubi D'Shatzile B'Yom Edom. Even if they don't refrain from drinking it, but they save the drink of the tree for the fruit of the tree for special holidays in Avodah Zarah, that's also an Asherah. And Shmuel adds to Rav, he also agrees that the tree is protected and they don't drink from it at all, for sure it's Avodah Zarah. But even this case is also Avodah Zarah. And Amemer said that the Sabe de Pumpadisa told him the halacha is like Shmuel. So this is another halacha that the Sabe Pumpadisa said. Rashi, Ezeuish Asherasam, Avogad Deluch Azinan Le Depalchua, even though we don't know for sure, we didn't see them serving it, Mechazkin Le Boache. We assume that it's for Avodah Zarah. They taught me peoseva. They love the polchua lo avi parshimino. There wouldn't be that Avodah Zarah. They wouldn't refrain from drinking the fruit of the juice, the juice of the fruit. Not sofe shem Avodah Zarah shoyse bosa medina. They drank this at a holiday made for this Avodah Zarah. Okay. Neste. We learned before that in order to be mezaka the eruv, you have to pick it up at Tefach. Ketzav mishtafim b'mavui, mevim chovish al yayin, v'shal shemen, v'shal tmorin, v'shal grogros, v'shal shar minei peiros. You bring a barrel full of one of these kinds of food. Im mishalo tzorich lezakos. Im mishalo em tzorich lodia. If it belongs to him, and he wants to make it belong to everybody, so he has to mezak it to everybody, and we said it. He has to mezaket it through someone else who's not an extension of his hand. If it belongs to them, so he has to let them know that he's using their things for an eruv, because maybe one of them is makbid that people shouldn't eat from it, and then it's not a good eruv. And if he's mezaket to other people, he has to pick it up a mashu from the karka. And we said, according to the Rambam, even if he's not mezaket to other people, it has to be picked up in order that it should be a heker that it's the shem eruv. But it's mashu only a mashu. Where it says, my mashu nami tekomer tefach. A mashu means a tefach. So there's no question. Rashi, no tzorech lodia, im chafetz in lekach. You have to let them know if they want this to be used for an eruv, since it's their thing. Shema makpidim be'eruvin, maybe the makbid that nobody should eat from their peiros, the amrinan, the makbid are eruva in oeru. Sheino tzora boso pas litin lechaveru. Person's makbid. He doesn't want somebody else to eat from what he contributed to the eruv. It's not an eruv. The eruv is that everybody is a shutev and can equally eat these things. If I don't want somebody to eat it, it's not an eruv. Avo mishalo in tzorech lodio. But if it's his own thing, he doesn't have to let anybody know. Right? You can be mezaket to somebody else. So if I'm being mezaket to you, so there's no reason why you shouldn't want anybody to use it. I'm being mezaket only for the sake of the eruv. Okay, let's go on. Itmar, shitufei mavuos, rav omer ein tzorech lezakos. When it comes to a shitut and a mavui, you don't have to be mezaket. The Rabbanan were makel that you could do it without a formal kinyan. Why? Because the person for sure is makne, the Erev, because if he's not, he won't be able to carry. So he's makne it, and even though there's no formal kinyan, the Rabbanan made it as if there's a kinyan. Okay. Ushmuel amr tzarech lezakos. And Shmuel holds you have to mezakeh, because Shmuel holds, so Tosla says, that Erev is mishum kinyan. And therefore you have to have to make a kinyan. And Rav holds it's only mishum dira. So you don't have to have a formal kinyan, we just have to know the guy has committed himself. So he surely committed himself, because if it doesn't work, he won't be able to carry either. Eruv etchumim, but to make an eruv etchumim, Rav omer tzarech lezakos, here Rav holds the opposite. You have to be mezakeh. Because the person who is being mezakeh, the other person, gets no benefit from the other person being able to walk extra. I'm putting it down for myself and for you. And if it doesn't work for you, it still works for me. So therefore he has to make a kinyan. Ushmuel omer ein tzarech lezakos. And Shmuel holds by eruv etchumim, you don't have to make a kinyan, because since he's bringing the Erev, and he's kona that place, so he's makna to the other person too. That's a svara. Or, because Eruv Etchumen is purely the Rabbanan, and Shmuel holds that Eruv Etchumen has a asmachta. From the Torah, it's more chomer, there they were makbid that you make a kinyan. So Bishlam the Shmuel, hachetanan v'hachalotanan. According to Shmuel, there's a Mefarish of Mishnah that you have to be Mezaka by Ruvei Chatzeros, just like Shmuel said. There's no Mishnah that says one way or the other whether you have to be Mezaka by Ruvei Tchumim. So Shmuel can go very nicely like the Mishnayos. There's no Mishnah that contradicts what he says by Ruvei Tchumim, and there's a Mishnah that supports him by Ruvei Chatzeros. Rashi, Hachatznan by Ruvei Chatzeros, Mezaka Lohet. We have a Mishnah that says Mefarish, Mezakalon, you have to make a kinyan, by Eruvei Chatzeros. Hachalon, Tznan, by Eruvei Tchumim, and by Eruvei Tchumim, it doesn't say one way or the other. K'toni lekamon, Ketzev Mishtaftim, B'tchumim, V'lo K'toni Mezakalon. It doesn't say Mefarish, you have to Mezakalon. So there's no Mishnah that goes against Shmuel, by Eruvei Tchumim, and there is a Mishnah that supports him by Eruvei Chatzeros. Ela l'Rav, my Tama, going to Rav, Lechora, our Mishnah goes against him. It says Mefarish Mezaka. And by Ruvei Tchumim, it's Mashma from the fact that it doesn't say Mezaka, that you don't have to be Mezaka. So what's Rav going to do with these Mishnayos? Tanoi, Rav says, Machlokas Tanoi, Enochanami. This Mishnah goes against me. The one that says you have to be Mezaka by Ruvei Chatzeros. But there's another opinion that says by Ruvei Chatzeros, you don't have to be Mezaka. The Omar Rav Yehud Omar Rav, the daughter-in-law of Rav Oshia went to the bathhouse on Friday, the Choshchala, and she got delayed, and it became Shabbos. And the bathhouse was outside the Tchum. She was planning on coming back on Friday, and she got stuck there. So now, she can't come back because there was no Erev. So what happened? The Erev Alachamosa, her mother-in-law did her a favor. And on Friday, she made an Erev. She saw she wasn't coming back. It was getting late. So she made an Erev that she'd be able to come back on Shabbos. And she didn't tell her. She couldn't tell her. She was in the bath. So, Maisa came before Rebchia, the Asa. And Rebchia said it's Asa. Omer lo Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Bavloi. Kol kacha to machmer be'erevim. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, why are you being so machmer not to make this Erev good? Kach omer Abba, kol sheyesh lecha lahakil be'erev in hakil. Right, wherever you can be makel, be makel. V'boilu. Now we had the shayla. What was the machlokas here between Rav Chia, who said that's aser, and Rav Oshia, and Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, who said it's mutter? What was the problem? Mishel chamosa irvola, mishum delo zichsala. What was the problem here? That the mother-in-law made the Erev with her thing, and she was a mezaket to the daughter-in-law. And that's why Reb Chia said it's no good. Oh, Dilma, Mishaloi Ervala. She made the Erev out of the daughter-in-law's thing. So what was the problem? Mishum Dutshlomi Daita. Because she didn't tell her. Was the problem here? It was the daughter-in-law's Erev, right, thing, the food, and she didn't tell her? Or it was the mother-in-law's food and she was a mezake. Omer lohen, haumi rabbanan, Rabbi Yaakov shenei. So Rabbi Yaakov said, l'diti mefar shalominei, to Rabbi Yochanan, and I, have a perish of this brisa, this memra, this maisa, from Rabbi Yochanan, mishal chamosa irva, mishum tol zichsala. The maisa was that the thing belonged to the mother-in-law, and she was a mezak, and that's why it wasn't good. So we have Tanoim, Reb Chiya, who says that if you're not mezaka by Ruvei, Techumim, it doesn't help. Just like Rav. I, the other one, a Ruvei Chatzeros, right, there it says, you have to be mezaka. So Rashi says, Rav is a Tama, and he can argue. So even if there's no other opinion, Rav's the other opinion. If we can find another opinion, it'll be better. So by Ruvei Techumim, we found somebody who Beferish agrees with Rav. By Ruvei Chatzeros, not. By Ruvei Chatzeros, Rav argues as a Tana. Amalei Reb Zeira Reb Yaakov, Berei Debas Yaakov. Right, Reb Zeira said to Reb Yaakov, who was the son of the daughter of Yaakov. Grandfather's name was Yaakov, the mother's father. And he wasn't called on his father's name because his father, Pashat, was a goy. So here we see that if you have a person whose father's a goy, so the way that you refer to him is Ben Bas so-and-so. Or, others hold you can call him by his mother's name, as long as the mother's name is clearly a female name. But if the mother's name is Yona, which could be a male name or a female name, then you can't call him Ben Yona, because people think his father's name is Yona. And you won't know who he is. Rashi. Kimat is chosam, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, Akith, go a roundabout way, the zeal is Shumala de Tzur, go up to Tzur, Uboy Minemer of Yaakov Baridi, and ask Rav Yaakov Baridi how he learned this Maisa. What was Rav Chiya's reason for saying that the Eruv Tchumim wasn't good? Was it because the mother-in-law was a Mezakeh, and it was her thing? Or it's because it was the Kala's thing, and she didn't tell it? So when he got there and he asked Rav Yaakov Baridi said that I have a Mesora, the Maisa was Mishal Chamosa Yirvala Mishum Dolo Zichsala. Talk like we said, the Maisa was that the mother-in-law used her own thing and she was a Mezaket to the daughter-in-law, and that's why Rav Chiya said that the Eruv's no Eruv. Rashi, Shalchol Beis Hamerchus, no joke. She went to the bathhouse on Friday, Chutz L'Tchum, and the bathhouse was outside the Tchum. She was intending to come back on Friday. So, Chutz L'Tchum Ira, the Choshchola, she got stuck there, and it became Shabbos. V'asul L'Lazer, now she can't come back unless there was an Eruv Tchum made on Friday. R'Pchia Bavli Oya Kiramina Mesech Sukkah. The Azdua, therefore he called him Bablo. You Babylonian, how come you're so machmer by Eruv Tchumim? The Boyalu Garcina, Bereid Bas Yaakov, Aviv Lo Oya Hogut. Father wasn't a good person, and other places says he was a goy. Lathichach Lo Iskiro, therefore he wasn't mentioned. Akif, Hirbo Laya Derech Bishvili, take a detour for my sake. Go a little bit farther, go to Tzur, and ask Rabbi Yaakov Baridi the Shaila. The Zila Sulam of the Tzur, Derech Mesila Sur. Go on the path that's a detour to Tzur, and ask Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Rabbi Chiya Koi Karab Betchumin. Rabbi Chiya holds like Rav that you have to be Mezakeh by Ruvei Tchumin. The Gabi Chatzeros, time of the Rav, Mishum the Kivan to Kosra Lei, Gomru Makni. The reason Rav holds by Ruvei Chatzeros, you don't have to make a Kenyan, is because the person for sure commits himself to the Kenyan, because if it doesn't work for the other guy, it doesn't work for me either. So therefore, I want it to happen. So therefore, the Rabbanu Mermekel, you don't have to make a formal Kenyan. They ain't Sarach Zechia. The Apagadam Asnisan Pligu Alei the Rav. Even though the Mishnah, our Mishnah, argues on Rav and says you have to be Mezakeh Eruvei Chatzeros, Rav Tanu Upolik. Rav is a Tana. Omer Rav Nachman, Naktinon, Echo de Ruve Tchumin, the Echo de Ruve Chatseros, Echo Chitufe Mavuos, Tzorek Lezakos. So Nachman says, La Halacha, we don't hold like either Rav. Or Shmuel, we hold like the Chumras of both. You have to Mezaka both in a Ruve Chatseros and in a Ruve Tchumin. Boy Rav Nachman, a Ruve Tavshilin. What about a Ruve Tavshilin? Tzorek Lezakos alo. Somebody's making an Erev Tavshilin for someone else. Does he have to make a formal kinyan through someone else for the other person or not? Omer of Yosef, umayti boyele. What's the shayla? Lo shmiele, hodom Rav Nachman bar Rav alta. Omer Shmuel, didn't Rav Nachman hear that what Rav Nachman bar Rav Ada said in the name of Shmuel? A ruvei tavshilin, tzorek lezakos. The Pharisee. He said, in the name of Shmuel, that you have to be mezakeh. Omer le Abaye, pshita d'lo shmiele. So Abaye said, I'm sure that Rav Nachman never heard what Rav Nachman bar Ada said in the name of Shmuel. D'i shmiele, mighty boyele. Because if he heard that, what would be the shayla? So Omer le, atu arriva tchunin milo omer. Shmuel ain't tzorek lezakos, but omer yu tzorek lezakos. B'chora, that's not the case. Maybe he knew what Shmuel said, but he still had the shayla. Maybe the halach is not like Shmuel. B'haraya, by Ruvei Chatzeros, he holds you have to be mezakeh, even though Shmuel says you don't. So you see, the Rav Nachman didn't hold like Shmuel, even in what he knew and what he said to Pharisee. So maybe he knew what Shmuel said by Ruvei Tavshilin, but he wasn't sure if the halach is like that or not. Achi hashta, vishlomo asom tigirav u Shmuel, the komash v'lon kechumrin, demar, techechumrin demar. Even if Rav Nachman heard what Shmuel said, but he also heard what Rav said. And he passed him like Rav. But over here, if he heard what Shmuel said, by Yeruvah Tavshil and Rav doesn't argue, then why would he pass him like Shmuel? Why wouldn't he pass him like Shmuel? There's nobody who argues on Shmuel. Where Rav argues on Shmuel, so Rav Nachman held like Rav. But where nobody argues on Shmuel, if he heard what Shmuel said, why would he stop ask a Shaila and not pass him like Shmuel? Avalacha, Yisa de Shmuele, Mika demand the polit. There's nobody who argues. So why wouldn't he hold like Shmuel? Must be that he never heard what Shmuel said. That's why he had the Shaila. Rashi, Mika demand the polit, Mi Ashkech on the polit, Yinishalei. We don't find anyone who argues on Shmuel that an Eruvet Tavshilin needs Zechiah. Ahu Torzina, Dahavi Bishivuset of Zera. There was this Goyisha officer. Rashi Torzina, Nochri Oya, Memuna al Klei Zayin, who Asurim Lishmir Zahir. He was appointed to watch the arsenal of the city. Lilochim al Atzorim, the Dor Boir. He lived in the city, and they wanted to be Socher as the Shus, so they could make an Eruv in the city. And he lived in the neighborhood of Zera, Omar Lei, Ogir Lon Rishusay. So they went to him, and they said, rent us your place so we can make an Erev. It was a goy who lived in the same Mavui. Lo Ogilu, he didn't want to rent them. Also, the Kamei Rav Zera, so they went to Rav Zera, we have a problem. This goy doesn't want to rent us his place. We're stuck. Omrulei, Maula Megra Mitvisu. So they said to him, can we rent it from his wife without his knowledge? Right? Just like we had before, you can rent from the Schiro Lakito, from the workers. So can we rent from his wife? Omer lehu, hachi omer Reish Lakish, mishmei dekarpa rabba, umani Reb Chanina. Reish Lakish said the name of a great person who was Reb Chanina. Ishto shalodim arevis shalom idaito. Even a Jew, you can take the Eruv, the contribution to the Eruv, from a person's wife without his knowledge. Now the question over here, most Rishonim learn, without his knowledge means, even if he specifically says, I don't want. You can still go to for the wife and do it, even if he objects. Because it's a mitzvah, and we can force him to do a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make an Eruv. So we can force him to make the Eruv, and therefore he can do it from his wife too. Ha'u Torzina, and therefore by a goy, you also can go from the wife But at least, what's it called, even if he doesn't object, if he doesn't know, at least he doesn't know. See about objecting in a few seconds. There was another officer, Goyish officer, in Rabbi Yehuda Baroshia's neighborhood. Amrele Ogre Lachrishusach. They asked him to rent out his Rishus. Lo Ogrelo. They didn't want to. Also, the command of Yehuda Baroshia. So they went to Rabbi Yehuda Baroshia. Amrele Mal Lemeker Mitfisa. Can we rent it from his wife without his knowledge? Lo Havi Biyode. You know the answer. Also, the command of Rav Masna. Lo Havi Biyode. They went to ask for Masna, he didn't know. Also, the commander of Yehuda, they went to Rav Yehuda, Omer Lahu, Hochi Omer Shmuel, Ishto Shalom Areves, Shalom Itaita. In Akanami, you can do it without his knowledge. Now the, without his knowledge, even means, according to most Rishonim, even if he says, I'm not interested. The Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam say, only if he hasn't said Beferish, he doesn't want. You don't have to tell him. His wife can do it without his knowledge, but not against his will. So the Machlokas has shown him whether it can be done against his will or just without his knowledge. Meiste. Otsi Rashi. Torzilgi, we said. Hud Hada Asar. No, we didn't get it. Okay. Meiste. Noshim Shiirvu. Vinishtadfu. Shalomi Das Balein. Women who contributed to the Erev without their husbands knowing about it. Ein Eruvin Erev. The Erev is no Erev. Against what we said, that you can get a contribution for the Erev from somebody's wife without their knowledge. The Ein Shituf and Shituf. And it doesn't work for a Shituf Mevuotzot either. Versus Lokasha. Or the Osar, or the Lo Osar. It depends. If they weren't Mishtatif in the Erev, then through the Osar, what's it called? So, and everybody will be Osir. So then what's it called? We assume that it's a mitzvah. Not to Osir everybody. And therefore, even against the guy's will, the way the most Rishonim learn, you can take from the wife. But if they don't, I mean, it's not in the Erev, they're still not going to be Osir. Because in such a situation where you could make an Erev, but you don't have to. So if the woman doesn't contribute, her husband's not going to be Osir anyway. Then, against his will, you can't do it. Because he's not really gaining from it 100%. Yeah, there's no mitzvah for him. There's no reason to be part of the Zerud. Zirashi. Adasar al b'nei amavi. If he is not contributing to the Erev, he's going to make the rest of the people, the rest of the Mavi, Asar, lo b'nei amavi. Then we don't need his consent. Because Lamaisa, it's a mitzvah for him to make it easy on the other people. But if he's not going to ask for them anyway, so why should we force him to make an error if he doesn't want, when nobody else is damaged by it? And the Mishnah that says that women can't contribute against their husband's knowledge is kagon b'tloasa, whether where if they don't contribute, they don't ask for everybody else. Kegon chotzer shebein shnei mavuos. You have a chotzer that separates between two mavuos. V'regilim zu v'leim zu. And the chotzer is rogel to go into one, so it's considered part of that mavui, and it has to be ma'arif with that mavui. But not with the one that it doesn't go into, and therefore they weren't ma'arif with the one it doesn't go into, the people in the mavui can still carry. So here, he's not answering anybody else. We can't force him against his will to make this Eruv. The Rabbeinu Hananel, Lishitoso, says, Hodosar, Vodosar, means simple. If the husband forbade his wife from contributing, then it doesn't help. If he didn't forbid her, then it's okay. Because he holds that against his will won't help. But the other Rishonim who hold, even against his will, is helps. They have to learn, Osir, Lo Osir is going on the himself. Is his not contributing to the Erev, Osir the other people or not? Gemara says, Hachinam Nistabra. Makes sense to make this chiluk between where he makes the other people also, or not, whether you can take the Eruv from his wife against his will. To him Cain, Kasha de Shmuel, Shmuel. You don't learn like this. And you learn that even where he ushers, still he can't do it against his will, then it's going to come out of steering Shmuel. To Omer Shmuel, Echad mit mei mavui, Shirogil ishtatik, im b'nei mavui, v'lo nishtatik. If you have a guy who usually is part of a Shituf Mavuos, and if he's not part, the other ones are going to be ushered. And one Friday, he didn't, wasn't mishtatev. Then b'nei ha-movi nichnos mitopeso, the people in the movi can go into his house, v'nokun shitufa mimenu bakorko. They can take it without his knowledge, even against his will. It's rogulin, shein rogulo. Mashma only if he's usually part of this shituf, and if he's not part, he's going to make them osur. Then we can force him to be part of the shituf. But if he's not part of the shituf normally, because he doesn't asur on them, then you can't force him. Shema mina. So we see that what's it called? That if he's part of the shituf, you could force him, and therefore you could take him from his wife also against his will. And if he's not part of the shituf normally, and he's not going to asur them, then you can't take it against his will. You can't take it from his wife without his consent. Hakinami mistabra, the moda Shmuel heicha de lo asur. That Shmuel is moda where the guy doesn't asur on the others, that you can't do it against his will. The lo mishtatev ain't a rotsa. He doesn't want to be mishtatev. One Friday he becomes mean and he says, "I'm not being part of the Eruv, tough luck on you, you're not going to be able to carry." Miskavin lesvalim. He wants to be a mean guy. So we force him to take the shituf against his will. Lema misayele. Let's say that this also supports this idea. Kofin also lasos lechi v'kora l'mobu. We force somebody to contribute to the lechi and the kora to be matra mavui with carry. Right. So what do you see? Because if you don't have a lechi and a kora, you're not going to be able to carry. So everybody in that mavui, you can force to be part of this. Same thing. Somebody doesn't want to be mishtatev, and he's going to asur the rest of the people in the mavui. You can force him to be mishtatev. Or he says no. Shani hasam the lechi mechitzos. Right over there, it's different. Rashi umavi magulahu. They don't know achvishomro. Here it's different. Here there's no mechitzes. It's an open mavui, and we're afraid people will end up carrying. But if it's a closed mavui, and it's just missing a shituf, that's why you force it. Because it's a serious breach to carry in a mavui. It's mamish opened up. Avalahatu the tiltul, lola memelach to bring in taita. But just to be matter them, to carry where there's no shituf, right, that's not such a chom or iser, therefore we don't force the guy. Perhaps. No right. Lashon acher, mitzad shoni. Second, this is most of the mafarshim are on the side. Take this out. Okay. This lashon acher, the Bach takes out. I think the Gra takes it out. Yeah, the Gra is a different Girsa, the Beis Din Shani. That the case where we force him to put on Chalechi and a Korah is Beis Din forcing him, not the other people in the Mavu. A Yitmar, Rabchi Abarashi Omar, Oshin Lechi Ashera, Rab Shimon Ben Lakish Omar, Oshin Korah Ashera. You can use an Ashera for what's it called for a Lechi. Now, even though we know an asherah has to be burnt, so in normal things that need a shear, right, you can't use an asherah, lulav. So asherah is also, because ksuse mechta shiura. Anything that has to be burnt, it's like it's burnt. So it doesn't have a shear. And what's it called? Bano. So a lechi, you know, you could make. We'll see what's it going to be. And the Shmarkis says, even a korah. Mandi omer korah kol shkein lechi. The one who holds you can make even a korah from an asherah, surely a lechi. Mandomer lechi of a korah lo, ksusi mechta shiurim. A lechi, you could do it, but not a korah. A korah, we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, has to have a certain shiur, right? So, if it's an asherah, it doesn't have that shiur. A lechi, on the other hand, even though a lechi has to have a shiur, it has to be 10 tfachim, but it doesn't have to be one piece. It could be even pieces. It could be ashes. So it's burnt, but it's 10 tfachim high, made out of ashes. That's good enough. But a korah has to have a shear, has to be one piece, and that's not good. So Rashi. Kol shkein lechi, dein lo shear l'roch lo v'yavyo. A lechi has no shear in its width and thickness. It does have a shear in its height. But the height doesn't have to be made of one thing. So even if it's like it's burnt, it's still good. Avukora tzricha tefach l'kabalariach. Ubriya kedei l'kabalariach. A korah has a shear. A shear in width and a shear in strength. So if it's considered like it's burnt, it's not strong enough to hold a brick, and it's not a tefach. V'hai asherah given the boy shreifa d'ksiv asherim tisrifun boeish shiura lav shiro. It's not a shiur. The idea is not that it's modest like it's burnt, but anything that has to be burnt loses its chashivas. It's not chashiv. And a shiur is the idea, it has to have a certain chashivas. So because it's like it's burnt, even though it has that shiur, it doesn't have the chashivas. The shiur doesn't accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. The kisrufa damya, it's like it's burnt.